5 years later. Today we'll look back at the brutal attack that rocked the entertainment industry and left the world mourning the loss of heartthrob Lance McIntyre. He and his fiancée, fellow actress Paisley Ames, were attacked in their home by an assailant who was never identified by investigators. It's believed McIntyre was attacked in the entryway when he answered the door. Though there were signs of a struggle, McIntyre was hit with a fatal knife wound to the chest. Ames was not so lucky. The assailant forced his way into the couple's bedroom and stabbed Miss Ames multiple times in the abdomen. Though never officially confirmed, speculation lingers that Miss Ames was pregnant at the time. In the immediate aftermath, she left Los Angeles in acting and has refused all requests for interviews. A picture flashed on the screen of Paisley on horseback, riding on her grandmother's ranch. She wondered bitterly how they'd managed to obtain it, but instinctively she knew. Joining us today is the mother of Paisley Ames, Vivian Ames, who has remained stoic in her quest to find the person responsible for destroying her daughter's life. Vivian, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
The television showed Vivian fixing her gaze on the picture of Paisley and tearing up right on cue, as if her world had been the one that ended that day.
Turn that shit off.
Barrett Bear Locke ordered as he walked into the room.
Now,
he added when the newest recruit to night's watch didn't move fast enough for him.
What the hell?
The new guy, Seth, grumbled, standing and walking over to shut it off. He had a book in his hand, his place marked by a finger stuck in between the pages. Paisley blinked as she realized he was even taller than Bear.
I wasn't even watching the fucking thing,
the guy said and threw a glance over his shoulder. Sterling and Jagger, the other two men in the room, did as well, and that was when they realized she'd walked in the room. The television had been turned pretty loud. So it wasn't her fault that they hadn't heard her. Jagger muttered a swear word, and Sterling shook his head.
Holy shit,
Seth muttered, staring at her as if he was seeing a ghost. And wasn't that appropriate? Didn't she feel like a mere ghost of her former self?
Seth Gunnarsson? Meet Paisley Ames, Bear said.
Knight,
she corrected Bear with a glare, before turning to the new guy. Paisley Ames had died 5 years ago.
Paisley Knight.
Nice to meet you, Seth.
Knight?
He asked.
As in Jameson's daughter, Bear said.
Sorry about that, Paisley,
Jagger said, standing and walking toward her.
It's been all over the media the last few days. Always is around this time,
Paisley replied.
Vivian makes sure of that.
You okay?
He asked as he looked down at her. He reached out a finger to lift her chin, and she knew he saw the dark circles under her eyes, testament to her sleepless nights.
I'm fine,
she answered automatically. It took all she could to keep her hand from falling to her flat stomach that was barely marred by the attack. Thanks to the skilled hands of the plastic surgeon her mother had brought into the operating room after the doctors had saved Paisley's life. She felt anger filling the room. Her mother had no fans here. These guys were her father's men, and they took anything done to Jameson personally. The fact Vivian had kept father and daughter separated through lies and deceit didn't surprise Paisley, but it infuriated these guys.
Jagger, why don't you take Seth with you today?
Bear suggested. Jagger grinned at her before turning to Seth.
I've got a team with a fresh install today,
he said.
Top of the line system. Guy's a judge. He's been getting some threats over a case he's presiding over. I'll walk you through all the checks we do before the crew puts everything in.
Sounds good,
Seth said, then turned back to her.
Nice to meet you, Miss Knight. I apologize for the television. You don't control what they air. And it's nice to meet you. Welcome to Night's Watch.
He nodded, and there was something on his face that made her think he knew what it was like to lose someone close. Then he turned and walked out with Jagger. Sterling followed them, leaving her alone with Bear, something she would have liked to avoid, especially today. He saw far too much she preferred to keep hidden. She could practically feel him trying to penetrate inside her head and find out what she was thinking.